Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, September 14th, 2014. You're listening to Studio 7 Live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, SADC under the leadership of President Robert Mugabe is expected to convene an extraordinary summit in South Africa Wednesday to discuss the situation in Lesotho following a failed coup attempt last month.
So I'm hoping that SADC will deal with this issue in an effective way and ensure that all the parties to the peace agreement, all the parties to the conflict, at least are heard. And they come up with a solution that is sustainable. Make sure that that country can see peace.
The combined Harare Residents Association, CRA, says it plans to engage the power authority company, ZESA, to discuss the unscheduled power cuts that have been facing Harare in the past few weeks.
As combined Harare Residents Association, we are going to demand that ZESA provide us with electricity. Because if they introduce this pre-payment system, the assumption is that they are going to give us power. And right now, Harare is just becoming, you know, a dust city in the end. So what we are simply going to do is going to demand that ZESA give us power. If it means that we are going to take to the street, yes, the management is resolved that. We will definitely have to take to the street and demand for power.
And as usual, we'll give you your favorite program, the Youth Forum, with Tatenda Gumbo. SADC is expected to convene an extraordinary summit in South Africa Wednesday to discuss the situation in Lesotho following a failed coup attempt last month. President Robert Mugabe revealed this at the annual Chiefs Conference held in Gweru at the ZANU-PF's Convention Center last week. Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri speaks to political analyst Charles Mangongera on the issue.
I hope that they look at the situation in Lesotho with a fair-minded protest. The problem is that sometimes in SADC, there is always this thing of, you know, siding with the ruling class and making sure that the government of the day prevails wherever there is a problem. And we've seen this happen in many countries, including Zimbabwe, over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. So I'm hoping that they will have a frank discussion in terms of dealing with the fundamental problems that are causing these challenges in that country. We know that the Prime Minister, for instance, has been causing many problems. He fired the commander of the military. He was also threatening to dissolve Parliament. And these are some of the issues that have led to the kind of, you know, instability that we are seeing in that country. So I'm hoping that SADC will deal with this issue in an effective way and ensure that all the parties to the disagreement, all the parties to the conflict, at least are heard, and they come up with a solution that is sustainable. Make sure that that country can see peace. Because this is not the first time that we are having this instability in the city. It has always had problems, and there's a fundamental governance and democracy challenge that they need to deal with, and I hope that they will do that next week.
How big is this challenge to President Mugabe, considering that he is now the SADC chairman?
Well, I don't necessarily think that it's a question of how Mr. Mugabe is going to conduct himself as the chairperson. The way SADC operates is that it operates on the basis of consensus. So even where some countries are in disagreement, they look at what is the overwhelming sentiment amongst the leaders. And in most cases, they go with that. So, you know, in as much as Mr. Mugabe is going to be chairing, I think that it's going to be a sort of, you know, public head of state decision in terms of what actually happens in that country. We know that Mr. Mugabe is chairing after so much tension in his own country. And therefore, we obviously want to prove a point that, you know, Zimbabwe can be an effective chair, that, you know, Zimbabwe has sufficient gravitas in the region to ensure that there is peace and stability. And therefore, I expect him to be on top of his game in terms of dealing with this particular issue. But, you know, as I said earlier on, SADC operates on the principle of consensus. And, you know, they are going to consult extensively amongst the other SADC leaders.
That was political analyst Charles Mangongera speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri in Harare. The combined Harare Residents Association, CRA, says it plans to engage the power authority company ZESA to discuss unscheduled power cuts that have been facing Harare in the past few weeks. We spoke to CRA on the issue.
What we have seen as the combined Harare Residents Association is that for the past 1.5 weeks, we have been inundated by reports of massive power cuts. And these power cuts, they were irrespective of areas that normally receive normal power supply. So it was cutting across the low densities and the high densities. And it's an issue that was actually topical on the last management meeting that was held on Wednesday. And there's a plan of action that we have designed that the management of clients come up with that we're going to implement as an organization.
So what action are you going to take on behalf of Harare's residents?
Our demands are simple. There are two things here. The first thing is that we are paying. Right now, for instance, most of the northern suburbs and parts of the southern suburbs, they have actually received those prepaid meters which have been installed in their homes. And these guys, they are paying for power. But while they are paying for power, they are not getting a service. And the second issue is that we have to be demanding for a service. As Combined Harare Residents Association, we are going to demand that ZESA provide us with electricity. Because if they've introduced this prepayment system, the assumption is that they are going to give us power. And right now, Harare is just becoming, a dark city in the end. So what we are simply going to do is going to demand that ZESA give us power. If it means that we are going to take to the street, yes, the management has resolved that. We will definitely have to take to the street and demand for power. If it means that these guys are having challenges, we demand that they notify us in an adequate time to say that, no, from such a time to such a time, you will not be having any power. So this is also the situation that has been obtaining on the ground. What we have seen is just, uncontrolled power cuts which do not have a normal routine. And this is what we are against as an organization.
That was the Combined Harare Residents Association speaking to us from Harare. The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Union, ZCTU, says it is pleased with the 4-day collective bargaining training that it ran for its members in Mashingo last week, saying that it will help its members sharpen their negotiating skills. Japhet Moyo of ZCTU spoke to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri on the issue.
We have been running these programs over a period of time. Some of these programs, we call them refresher courses. It's where we empower our people, those are responsible for collective bargaining in various sectors. The objective is to equip them with information on how they'll deal with different situations, to give them information about, can be about the economy and what are the issues which they can demand at the negotiating table. Are the monetary issues, are the conditions of employment. So these are programs we always give. We empower our people so that they are always able. Gone are the days where trade unions are known for demanding from an informed position. Currently, we give them information so that when they engage the employers also will give them respect because they will realize they are talking to well-informed people with information.
Do you also involve the employers in such courses?
We always meet with the employers when these programs or similar programs are run by ILO, International Labour Organization.
That was Japhet Moyo, the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Union, speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. The National Vendors Union Zimbabwe says it is happy with the outcome of its meeting with city fathers in Harare last week, which saw various issues including the harassment of some of its members, including disabled vendors, being discussed. This follows clashes between the union and police 2 weeks ago when members were harassed while trying to hand over a petition to city fathers at Townhouse. Director of the Vendors Association, Samuel Wadzai says the city council has agreed to address most of its issues that have been troubling his union. We speak to Wadzai on the issue.
The vendors raised a lot of issues with regards to the conduct of municipal police. The representatives promised us to go and address all the issues that were raised by the vendors. Particular to note are the issues relating to the illegal confiscation of our members' wares, and in some cases, their cash. They are saying that these municipal policies are coming and they are using force to collect some of their stuff, and there is no record to trace where the stuff will be located or recorded. And the representative from the municipal police promised us to go and ensure that all those who are implicated in this illegal activities are brought to eventually they get fired so that we are able to deal with professional municipal police officers. The other issue that came out is the ultimatum that is being given by the Harare City Council that all vendors should be registered with them before the end of this month or they face a forceful relocation, so to speak. The vendors were very clear. They are saying that there is nothing to hurry, and they want time to organize themselves.
Let me come in there and just say, what amount of money are vendors expected to pay to enable them to operate?
It is ranging from $3 to $15 in some cases. But the problem we have is the emergence of what we have called some space barons.
That was the Vendors Association of Zimbabwe director Samuel Wadzai in Harare. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We are going out to you on the 4930, 4940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. On the internet or on your mobile browser, find us at www.studio7news.com or voazimbabwe.com. And now we take you to the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by independent economist Masimba Kuchera. Masimba, thank you so much for joining me on the Youth Forum.
Thank you very much, and greetings to the listeners as well.
Now, you know, we woke up the other day to some news that might shock a lot of us, you know, that our airtime, mobile phones are going to be taxed. First, let me get your reaction to that. You know, when you heard this news, what were you thinking?
Well, I just thought that the Minister of Finance, or be it the government, has now little care for young people because if you remember very well, young people were being encouraged to be part of the indigenization crusade, and they'd gone into this business of importing mobile handsets, and some of them had gone into airtime vending. And so these taxes, especially the one on mobile handsets, will be very, very disastrous to those young people's businesses, because they will not be able to go back, import the same number of handsets and make the same amount of money that they used to make.
You know, I saw on Twitter someone who was saying our minister without finance is now dipping into the pockets of young people. Do you feel the same way?
Well, it's very true. Look at it this way. When you tax mobile handsets and airtime, not even talking about fuel, because when you tax fuel, it means everything will automatically go up. Some of these young people were the ones who owned flea markets, and they also were into this business of being middlemen, importing basic commodities. They are also now being taxed. So I think the minister has just gone to where all the, in some of the areas where young people were trying to make ends meet, and he's tried to squeeze them out of there. I'm not sure where to now that the jobs program that the NOPF gave us before elections has not yet taken off the ground. Our local industry does not have capacity to close the gap, and that's why young people were getting into these industries. Even with these taxes, the industry will not automatically have money to be able to plug the gap.
Now, looking at the response of, you know, these mobile companies, do you think they might do something to give their customers an incentive, or even people who are selling or vendors that are selling airtime, some type of incentive to kind of offset this new tax?
Well, I'm sure that the mobile companies will be thinking about it, because, of course, they would want people to buy more airtime and data, but it depends on how that 5% will be factored in to say, will the mobile phones absorb that on behalf of the consumers? How much will they transfer to the consumers, and how much will they transfer to the vendors? But we are aware that for every dollar, the profit on selling airtime was 8 cents. And I'm quite sure that after this tax, the profit cannot remain at 8 cents. I don't think that the mobile companies may be able to absorb all the cost on their own, because they are even paying other taxes.
So a young person making 8 cents for every dollar selling airtime, what does this mean for them, you know, moving forward? What are they going to actually make?
That's right. I suspect that they probably would be making 5 cents from every dollar. We are not sure what the mobile companies will do, but that's what it means. Even if it remains 8 cents, every other commodity will have gone up, so it will eat into that 8 cents. Transport will go up because of the tax on fuel.
And of course, I mean, the mobile industry, no matter where you go in the U.S., you know, if you're in Nigeria, if you're in Australia, it's a big industry. You know, moving forward, what is this going to mean generally for Zimbabweans? Are they going to be less apt to, you know, be buying airtime, or is it still going to be that need for us to get on our Facebooks and our Twitters and our WhatsApp? You know, are we still going to keep buying?
I think we are going to still keep buying as Zimbabweans. The cost of the airtime will be a bit high. So in the next couple of months, you'll see a drop in probably voice and data a bit. We are also going to lag behind, because we'll not be able to import the new gadgets. So, for instance, anyone who would want to buy the iPhone 6 and resell it here, you put up 25% on some phones that already cost $900. So imagine how much it will be selling for here in Zimbabwe. So we will also lag behind in terms of the technology, because people will not be able to bring in as many new gadgets as they were able to do before these taxes.
I'm very sorry. I'm going to be using my new iPhone 6 in solidarity for everyone.
That's right.
But Masimba, I do want to thank you for joining me on the Youth Forum. A great insight on, you know, what might be a very interesting time ahead for mobile users.
Thank you very much.
That was independent economist Masimba Kuchera joining me today on the Youth Forum. Make sure you guys have a wonderful rest of your weekend and join me next time. This is Tatenda Gumbo.
Wongo tiripano
Marimba muno pepiko
Muno muharare
Vepico,
this is Mutasa.
Matambo Uripoere.
SADC is expected to convene an extraordinary summit in South Africa Wednesday to discuss the situation in Lesotho following a failed coup attempt last month. The Combined Harare Residents Association, CRA, says it plans to engage the power authority company ZESA to discuss unscheduled power cuts that have been facing Harare in the past few weeks. That was the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, September 14th, 2014. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.